going.
I didn't even say shit, bro. It's just like, stop saying vibes, dog. Like, that shit is fucking annoying. Like,
I'm gonna say environment, energy, the inertia.
Inertia? I want to see what the inertia of the room is. What?
Sound like he had a research conference with Jesse.
It do. It do.
Look, you gotta be here for something. What you here for?
I'm probably just here for the jokes. Welcome back, y'all, to the Endless Jokes Podcast. You already know what's going on.
He just and won the intro.
He did.
All right. Cool.
He stole a pass that was intended for me, took it, and just yammed that mug. It's like, all right, go ahead, man. All right. That's
impressive. Man, sir.
Lucky he didn't dunk on you on that.
Watch out.
On your head.
Oh, man. Welcome to another episode of the It's Just Jokes podcast. My name is Joshua Chapman. We actually have the third AKA now. I'm so excited. AKA Slim Valor, AKA Baby Giannis, AKA the Prince of Playlists. You need a playlist, bucko? I got you. All right, what you need? Something for you and your girl? Take this. You need something to get your ass off the couch and go work out? I got you.
Yes, sir.
As always, I'm here with my good pals in real life. First, Jesse Pink.
What's happening, yo?
I'm sorry, Derek. I'm not sorry, but I'm sorry, Derek.
You're not sorry. Just don't even say it. You don't mean it. You don't mean that shit. You just talking. You just talking out your mouth. I love that clip, by the way. I'm sorry. I love that clip. You don't mean. She was so sick. You don't mean that shit. She's so sorry, I mean the
boy. AKA Dolo VIP, AKA Baby Samoa Joe, AKA Groovy Grizzly. Why? Because he keeps it raw on your hose. And Derek Small.
What up?
AKA. Oh, it's always Derek. AKA D Smalls, AKA Anthony Mackie Jr., AKA Mr. Meatman. And joining us for the 50th episode, returning. The prodigal son has come home.
Yes, sir.
Kobe Price. Play some special music right now, D.
Well, play some special. Everybody get out your seat, turn your TVs up, and make some noise for Kobe Price.
What up?
AKA the homie Kobe, AKA Mr. The Price is Right, AKA, oh man, it's been so long since I did this. Kobe.
I was worried you were going to forget my AKAs.
Man, never.
That would be the original four. What you mean? You don't forget that.
We the fucking four horsemen, evolution, whatever you want to call the nation, whatever you want to call it.
Just not Fox's Fantastic Four. Just not that one.
Trash.
Yeah.
Just like relax.
Shout out to the homie Schmang. Go shop with her. Also shout out to D Will for everything behind the scenes. Shout out to Dre for the intro music. And shout out to Peyton for what he does. No, we will not tell you what he does. Mind your fucking business. Just mind it, all right?
Mind
go
it.
Go away. Yeah, so this is the 50th episode. This is the season finale of season three. And when we brought famous journalist onto the show, Kobe Price.
Yes, sir.
Out here doing big things.
Fame is not real. It's not real.
Well, you got the Orlando.
But the check's still cash, though. So
right.
Those are facts. Those are monumental historical facts, which I cannot deny. And I choose not to deny. I'm not even going to say anything about it. The checks very much still cash to this day.
They do.
They're a blessing. Oh, let me say this. That was contentious ass intro, and I very much appreciate it. I miss being here. I miss being on these calls, miss being on this podcast. So it warmed my heart that I had to question for a second if Derek was going to get any of his AKAs, because I definitely thought Josh was going to stop where he was and be like, you know what? You ain't getting nothing today. You ain't getting nothing.
Nah, I'll give him his AKAs. I don't care about that shit.
Not to be confused with the pink and green. There we go. Just had to put that out there.
He can't get any of those. He will get the AKAs right. that are already all assigned.
Right. All right. So how you doing, Kobe?
Right back, nigga.
I'm good, man. I'm good. Like I said, just happy to be back. You know, I'm like Josh, trying to relax. Like you, Derek, I can't see
this shit not real, G.
I got a Tom and Jerry shirt on.
Oh, yeah.
Is he a rat?
Wow. Damn.
Yet another Jesse alley. You just... All
right. Coach. Coach.
You said, Coach, give me out.
Need a full timeout.
Oh, and then, like Jesse, I'm a Black Panther, so
just yeah. Black History Month.
All decked out. Dang, Derek, you the only person not wearing black. This is awkward.
So y'all didn't want to text me? Okay, cool. I see the vibes. Cool.
You see the what?
You see the who?
I said that word on purpose.
The who? So,
V-I-B-E-S vibes.
Z.
I know how much Josh loves that word, so.
Fuck you. All right. Fuck you, pal. Oh, man. Kobe, what's it like covering the Magic and shit? You was watching the Grizzlies last night. Them niggas are crazy, bro.
Best show in the NBA, man. They are the best show in the league. If it's man. Not Golden State, when Steph saw it or Clay saw it, it's definitely the Grizzlies. They are a fun group.
They are, bro. They are
fun. Like that entire game, I guess, pull back the curtain a little bit. We're recording on what? The 6th? So I covered that game on the 5th. Yeah, man. John Morant did this behind the back pass to Zaire Williams, and then Zaire threw it up to De'Anthony Melton. I was like, I looked at the PR person with the Grizzlies. We both just looked at each other like, okay.
That's just. Do you have to like fight the urge to like react to that type of shit? Because I know you're still a fan of the sport. So like, as a fan, I saw that shit. I was like, oh shit, buddy.
Them boys nasty, bro. Them boys nasty.
I'm wearing a mask the entire game, so, like, you may see it in my eyes, but my mouth was just like...
Yeah, but, like, you can't like, get out your seat. That's a get-out-your-seat type of play, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I didn't get out of my seat. I definitely, like, turned... I told you, I turned over to the deuce the next to me. I was like... And we just looked at each other for, like, a solid 3 seconds, like, no way. But, yeah, man, I mean, you can still react. You just got to be more contained. Like, I'm not jumping out of my seat. It's also, like, kind of... It's not... It's... hard to react with the way I'm sitting too. Like I couldn't like you go back and be like, oh shit, because then I might like bump to somebody.
Right. It'd be kind of impossible to tell a sports journalist not to react to sports, because one of the things that gets you into the business is sports, right? Like you're passionate about sports, so you're into it. Like you're not like, let's go, baby. I told you. You're not like that, but you're more like, you'll get up and be like, oh, shit. Like, bro, yeah, these Grizzlies like, fun.
But I'm just, it's honestly just like, yeah, I'm not cheering for anybody. I'm not doing any of that. But if I see something crazy happen, regardless of who's doing it, I'm just like, all right, that got me up. That got the juices flowing. And Memphis does plenty of that with their team. Fun team. They're just a good, fun team.
It's such... I was going to say, like, it's such a dichotomy, like, because they were not a fun team when we were coming up. That was
they were fun in a different way.
No, they were a fun team, but, like, they weren't as flashy. Yeah.
They weren't, like, high-flying fun. They were, like, oh, these niggas finna beat your ass type fun. Like,
that grin and grind era used to be so lit. It's so weird looking at them now, like, nah, bro, we a bunch of high flyers. We dunk and stuff.
But they still want the smoke.
Like, right, like, we still niggas. We just young niggas.
Right. There's still an element of that team there, like, with who they are now, because they're definitely, they're not ducking anybody. Like, they've gotten into so many altercations.
They're running up season. The chimney, nigga. Like,
exactly. Oh, look, Josh said it best.
They run into the grind.
So,
NBA. Shout out Dame Lillard. Yeah, no, they're fun. They went from grit and grind to like flash and grind. I don't even know what you want to call that.
They said, but shit not pretty though. We still got them gats. John Morant still, I remember that play. It was some play against John Morant and Pat Bev. And John Morant was like, boy, stop playing with me. Stop playing with me.
Hear that, Derek? Mm-hmm. Running to the grind.
Yeah, it sounds, wow. Like, a, sounds like a great concept.
I should.
I feel like it benefits people when they run towards the grind. I don't know.
Anyways.
I was trying to lean into it. Okay. Usually, I'm the one that's trying to bother me.
Salute.
Nah. But no,
it's been... What's in the juice, Jesse?
It's been interesting seeing them.
This is... what is this? This is kale, spinach, I think broccoli, and zucchini.
Sounds like a bitter ass drink.
Yeah.
It's not, because there's a little bit of citrus in there. There's citrus in there to sweeten it, but it's coming through all the acid's coming through all the basic. Kind of like what we do on the podcast here. Like Kobe, it's the acid that cut through some of the basic shit Derek says. So it's cool.
When did this turn into?
Did I get slandered in that somehow? I don't even know.
Damn.
Right back, brother.
Wow, that was
it's getting hot as hell.
Talk about how he grew up in a single parent household. Like, do something.
Right, don't be me. Be better than me.
Nah, he said I'm gonna take the high road. I respect it.
I don't. You just keep getting punched. Like,
talk about he was fatherless. Say it, Derek.
Nose go. Wait. Well, never mind.
Anyway, how are y'all? How's life been over on those parts?
Derek, why don't you go ahead and start first?
Well, it'd be going a lot better if Jesse get off my dick, but it's been pretty good, bro. I can't complain, bro. I moved back home, you know, from St. Louis. So that's been, you know, pretty good just to be around friends and family and all that. And just working, trying to do what I can and stay out the way, man. Nothing too much.
You said life would be better if Jesse got off my dick. Oh,
man, can't that's, let go.
If D-Will was real, that Sierra song would start playing. Like, image after he said that. You know exactly what Sierra I'm talking about, too.
We can't. Well, I'm trying to put this on YouTube, man. Like, I'm not
relax. Right. Relax. Hey, bro, relax.
Jeez. Oh, man. I'm doing all right. New gigs and whatnot, you know. So out here on the bulking grind. It's almost over. Thank God.
Thank God, bro.
I'm so tired of this shit. But, you know.
I'm going to say gigs. Not gigs, but a Z, plurality. Beautiful. We love that.
Gotta have the multiple streams, my boy. So,
well, I'm out of the prison that used to be my small room, and now I'm in my own apartment. Derek, that was a push. Now you deliver. Just oot.
Come on. Say something.
Oh, man, dude, talking.
Okay.
I'm gonna let him talk his shit. This is his time.
Now I'm in like my apartment and my location that will keep not disclosing. You know, it's been pretty good here. You know, just still in grad school, just kicking it. That's about it. Taking my health a little more seriously.
You in Antarctica though?
Man, I wish.
he's at a Big Ten school. That's all we'll say. Which one? Hey, mind your fucking business. All right.
I hear Nebraska's great this time of year.
Yeah.
Wait, Nebraska Big Ten? Yeah, I know they're Big Ten. Yeah.
They are.
I almost forgot they were until you said it, honestly. I did not know what conference they were in, to be completely honest.
You just knew they were in a conference.
Yeah, they used to be Big 12, didn't they?
Who knows? I think so. Big Ten and Big 12 schools, they confuse me. Like, Iowa State being in the Big 12, why?
Yeah, that is weird.
But I was in the Big Ten. Like, all right. Whatever.
Kobe, do you have any hilarious predictions for March Madness this year?
No, I even got nothing hilarious. I mean, I know Derek wants me to be like, Duke's going to win it all for Coach K's.
Oh, no, that's not hilarious because it's a fact. That can't be funny because it's
my hilarious prediction is that they're going to lose way earlier than like people want it to be.
Yeah.
Okay. Like they're going to suffer a really they're going to round of 64, fine, whatever. Round of 32, they're going to get caught sleeping.
Not with P5 at the reins. We're going at least Elite Eight. At least Elite Eight.
Okay. Okay.
Now, if we get to round 32, I'm going to text Derek and be like, hey, boy. So maybe it was.
Just know that if they lose anytime before the Elite Eight, because you're guaranteeing that, I will be a menace on social. I will pull up to your house and like,
wow,
and just laugh.
I hate that he has for Duke run strong. I love it.
It's not even, I don't even hate Duke specifically. It's
just hate college basketball.
But I know that you love it and therefore I can, and I don't care about it. Therefore I can make fun.
Nah, I don't see us losing past. If you're going to say early, if you're going to make that wild prediction, at least give us the Sweet 16. Round of 32 is just respect. That's disrespectful. That's just disrespectful.
But that's what makes it hilarious.
No, that's not happening.
I'm not going for fact. I'm going for funny.
It's not happening. No.
Oh, okay.
Kofi Cockburn, Final Four All Tournament team. That's my prediction right there.
Ah, yes. We all know who that is.
Facts. I too watch college sports.
Illinois' very own.
Yeah.
Could not tell you the last time I watched an Illinois basketball game, to be very honest with you, brother. Might have been when D. Brown and Deron Williams were on the team.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Wow.
Oh, that's, wow. That's a long time, bro.
Yeah, bro. Like,
hey, that's way back.
I thought he was going to say
shout out to Luther Head. Like,
I thought he was going to say Ayo at least. He said
exactly, D. Brown. Bro. But
he said D. Brown. I was like, damn.
You ain't got love for Ayo Dosunmu?
He's cool. I didn't expect he was going to be this good this early, quite honestly. But like, he cool.
Oh, that's fair.
No, but like, I mean, like we've talked about this before. Illinois, like, who do they get that's in state that you're like, oh damn, like they got this big Chicago recruit that like we got to tune into it.
Outside of Ayo, nobody.
And was A was like, I'm a, this is a serious question.
He wasn't even a bit like, honestly, Tanzan,
exactly.
He wasn't low key. He was like middle of the pack in terms of.
Yeah, this like, if they had Jabari 1 year, then, you know, that would have saved him from losing to Lehigh. But
his record would have been worse if he went to U of
I. Here we go.
So,
Iowa was a 4-star recruit, number one ranked in the state when he went to Illinois.
Oh, well, I mean,
he was that dude.
What school did he go to?
Who went to MP?
Morgan Park.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Would have not.
Yeah.
Would not have guessed.
Oh, who are we talking about?
Iowa.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went to MP.
Yeah, he got a lot of MP love.
Class of 2018?
Yep.
Yeah. Shout out right, to the kid. Right. I guess we can call him the kid because he's younger than us.
Learning something new every day.
Rep your Illini, man. Rep your never mind. Oh no, you got you're an SEC school, so yeah, you can rep Illini. You're not going.
I barely rep Mizzou. Why do you think I'm gonna rep a school that like no dog, like
we all, hey Kobe, we all got a degree, it just dipped.
Honestly. Honestly. Although those Mizzou years were very fun for all of us, but like
it was Black Mizzou in particular, dog. Like, it was lit.
That's like asking me to be a Bears fan, bro. They're just sorry. Like, I'm not going to do that shit. Like, why would I do that?
What's killing me the most out of all of this is Jesse talking about Black Mizzou.
What? Jesse transferred. You didn't know that?
Exactly. I transferred from DePaul, like, my second year.
He got credentials.
You got credentials? All for right. Sure.
Show him your student ID, Jesse.
Hey, bro, I still got swipes on that.
Josh, my man's got a paw print.
Him and Ms. V used to be going at it, but they loved each other, bro.
He cool with Donald, all that. Yeah, he know people down there.
I mean, if you're not cool with Donald, then you're really fucking something up. Like,
yeah.
Fair enough. Dial the credentials. My bad. No, you fair with your green.
Check my Twitter, bro. All my Twitter followers are from Mizzou.
What you mean? He's not bullshit. He's not lying. That's the crazy
part. He's really not lying.
Like, hey.
Mizzou alum. Mizzou 18. Mizzou. Wow, this nigga really do know people from Mizzou.
I could dead ass put in my bio Mizzou alum and nobody would
question it.
Would question that.
Because they've seen you enough to be like, he probably put that. Like, okay.
And also, you low-key enough to be like, oh yeah, I was here. I was just always studying in X library. And that's why y'all never saw
me. And you know why I would check out? Because he's currently on his way to getting a doctorate. So niggas would definitely believe, like, yeah, he was probably in them books. We ain't never see him outside like that.
Yeah. And when people know where I actually went, I'm like, yeah. And like, but that's a good school. It wasn't fun. It was not fun.
I ain't like the niggas. Like,
I didn't like it, bro. It was DePaul act like a community college. G. I ain't gonna hold you. It was dead ass in. It was either downtown or either in Lincoln Park, bro. It was like, how does 4-year private institution look like a community college? This is wild. I'm thankful to be there for sure, but. If you ask me what's my favorite memory at DePaul, I'd be like, I have none.
Walking across the stage to get my degree.
That's it. And I was drunk that day. I forgot all about that day.
Wow. Respect, though. Respect to the drunk graduation.
I literally came back home that morning from my summer research program, drunk, got with my boy Lance. We got drunk as hell. We crossed the stage, and he was like, you going back tonight? I was like, yeah, I'm going back. And we went back, and on our dorm, they had a party for us. So I didn't know nothing for the last 3 days that day. And I know that because I forgot my glasses. I had no glasses, and I had no shoes. And I still don't know where neither of them are to this day.
Kind of a good night.
It was a good night.
I guess. Like,
sure. Man. Has lost his shoes and his glasses.
So anyways, Cove, how have you been?
I've been smooth, you know. Finally moving to my apartment, 2 weeks ago, trying to get settled.
Big moves.
Yeah, got man.
Beard flourishing.
Good. Yeah, man. We're growing over here. We're growing. Moisturize, you know, that's all what life's about. If you stay moisturized and mind your business and drink water.
Keep eating, bro.
That's 40% of life right there.
Yeah. Keep eating, bro. Keep eating. Stay hungry.
Exactly. No, but man, for real, life's good. Life's extremely good. Life's just also, I mean, I don't know about y'all, but life feels like it's just flying. Like, I swear, it turned to like 2022, and now it's like February. I'm like, damn. I just felt like a month just flew by. Is this what getting old feels like? Getting washed? Hashtag wash kings on this ear pod.
I don't know if I feel washed. I feel more invigorated. Like, I feel like a broken record every time I say this, but I keep saying every now and then, like, this is the quote unquote fittest or healthiest I've ever been. And I keep saying that to myself constantly because I said that last year. I said that year before that. And I was like, that's good because that means I keep improving. I keep seeing it. So I don't know if we getting washed, bro. Like, we look back from them earlier videos to now. Nah, bro, we look good. We look good, my boy.
Dog, there was a picture that I had from like, when I did graduation photos, and I had the same t-shirt on that I had last week, night and day. Like, that t-shirt, when I had it on for graduation photos, were, like, baggy and all that kind of stuff. Like, I feel it's such a, like, start. Hold on. I'm going to put this in the group chat. Continue to talk.
Talk your mind, bro. Talk your mind, Kobe. You out here giving the gratitude. You said, bro, I'm just so thankful for life. I'm like, talk that talk.
Yeah, man. No, life's good. Everything's good. Just grateful, happy, in a good place, you know, mentally, emotionally, physically. We out here, man. We're out here. Just happy. Can't believe it's 50 episodes in, too. 50 episodes.
I have a question, but we haven't done this in a long time. Hey, yo, D-Will, play the music, bro. Nigga, what the fuck?
I can push it back. I can always push this shit back. I was just letting y'all know if I had to abruptly go, y'all just know why. But I definitely want to get this podcast in. Because, like, we barely get... This is the reason why, too. This is legit the reason why. We've been trying to get Kobe, I don't know how many times on this podcast.
Kobe, we want you to come back. That's the gist of this. You left us...
For real, because we be trying to plan stuff. Bro, like, we be trying to plan stuff. I'd be like, what's the Kobe coming? Kobe coming. Man, Kobe got schedule conflicts. So then when Josh brought the news that Kobe's coming, I'm like, all right, bro, I ain't missing this shit. I am not missing nothing. I have to keep this time.
Y'all, the funny thing is, I think I was supposed to come on two other times. The one time that's more prominent in my mind, I was in Canada and I was about to hop on, and then that's when news broke for the job. I was like, oh, I had to text you. Like, it was literally like 5 minutes before starting. I was like, oh, Josh, like, I can't do this.
I was like, God damn it. Like,
it was literally like I had just got to my, like, I don't forget what time, but I think I like just got to
it. It wasn't like 5 minutes. It was like a half hour or something.
Yeah, you're right. Cause I think it was like one, I think, well, I forget Central time. I think we were recording at like 1 Central, so 2 Eastern. I was on Eastern right. time. I think I got to my hotel at like 1:25. I think at like 1:27, that's when news broke. I was like, damn it. I just checked to my hotel. I didn't even go into the room until like 2:30 because I was doing crap. I checked in. But in the other time, I think I got COVID. So there was also that. That's
I'm glad you're better, Kobe.
I'm glad you're still here, brother.
I'm so happy.
You mean the podcast or like on Earth?
On Earth.
Alive. Fuck the podcast.
Alive, bro. Alive.
Fuck the podcast. Nigga, we would have, if you weren't here, we would have shut that. Like, ah, oh, dog. Like,
we my can't heart's do not in it, bro. No like, ain't no podcast no more, bro.
No, it's been good being back. Yes. Yeah, especially the past. Since I got this job, since I knew I was moving, like, the schedule's been like ridiculous. Just trying to move out. I didn't move it. Like, I moved out. People don't. I moved out like November, like December 1st. Yeah. So I didn't move this much until just January 22nd. So just the conflicts and trying to balance out, you know,
constant movement. Yeah, man. You got a very taxing, demanding schedule, bro. Like, hey, we get it over here. That's why I'd be like, nah, I'm gonna make this work. If I end up late, I'm gonna be like, bro, I had D. Kobe Price. Like, y'all don't understand that.
That's an interesting question. How do y'all feel that the podcast is done? Because, like, I think I don't know how many episodes we've done without Kobe, but it feels like damn near like half have been with and half have been without. Like, how do y'all feel? Because, like, he like you stopped like halfway through season two, right?
We got done our wrestling story.
Yeah, that was season two.
Yeah, that's when we stopped. Yeah. This is about halfway.
I guess that'd be right then. Sure, that's a better question for them than me.
I mean, you still listen, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, for sure.
He don't, and I'm gonna call you. I'm gonna tell you how I know he don't, because he asked Derek, they still be bullying you. If he was listening, he know that we do.
Oh, wait, man, I know this point. Fair point. Wait, no. Yeah, of course. I listen to all of the podcast.
And watch it on YouTube.
And watch it.
I subscribe on Twitter and Instagram at jokes_podcast.
Can you please stop pointing the gun at my face?
Flip sign.
Flip sign. Oh, but yeah, no, man. So listen,
we got better at just not caring. I think that's what's happened with this podcast.
We're more loose.
Yeah, about that looser. Talk about your games, etc.
It's just more. It's more flow. It's just. It's. There's more vibes.
Oh, so you know that means that has to be the title of this episode. And that's gonna kill Josh to like his core.
It's gonna kill him to type it as he's typing it. He's
not gonna call it that. He's gonna say something like inertia.
I'm not gonna call that shit that.
He's not gonna call it that, bro. He's
magnificent energy.
He gonna say something like beloved.
No, the title of this podcast is and has always been Reunited. All right. Fuck. I don't give a shit. All right.
Reunited vibes.
But no. Yeah, okay, Derek, how do you feel how the podcast has gone since Kobe abandoned us like Justice Father? Woohoo!
Damn,
that's my homie. I can say shit like
no, Derek. No. I have to disagree because Kobe came back. Derek, you can keep going.
Okay, I feel like there's been like two different aesthetics. I won't use the word that Josh hates, aesthetics, with the podcast from when Kobe was on to now. Just because, like you mentioned, Jesse, our whole like planning, our format has just been like, let's just make this kind of just, authentic to who we are, the conversations that we normally have, anyway. So, I mean, like, I think that's added something, to it, to where it just feels more like us rather than having to like start with, this is our topic today. What do you think, Jesse? What do you think, Derek? Like, it's kind of added like a different feel of just talking about kind of what comes, tomorrow. So I think we've improved in that way. In terms of like authenticity, for sure.
Oh my gosh! I came back from getting the cigarettes, Jesse. You guys are very much welcome. Cigarettes.
Appreciate you.
Brown paper bag, right? That's the key.
Yeah, double bag it, man.
That's funny for so many reasons.
Double bag it, man. Y'all stay protected out there too this weekend for Valentine's Day, man. Stay double bag it.
Or don't.
Well, you're not wrong.
Not Derek saying or don't.
Or don't. It's your life. So
let me find out, Derek.
What you trying to do? You're small.
He said, this is the last lonely Valentine's Day ever, nigga. Fuck that.
Nah, we got to. The eyes are on you, Derek. What you mean, or don't?
Last set.
People make their choices. They gonna do what they want to do. Stay protected. Don't stay protected.
Shoot the club up. Shoot the club up.
do your thing. If you don't stay protected, just know you and that person may be connected for 18 years or more. So
no, you don't have to, or you can just leave your child alone, and your child can go ahead and just be, live with their single parent, and then their parent can go along and just do the best that they can for you, and then you end up at a good educational career, good high school, actually, where you befriend one friend that does really good, you make a blood oath with them because when your friends die, then you go on to do well in high school, accompanied by two other friends, one big husky motherfucker in high school, then you meet a original gangster. And then you decide to go to an institution that started homecoming. And then you meet another motherfucker who is a jiggily dancing nigga. And then you meet another motherfucker along the way that went to ISU. And then next thing you know, all of you on Fridays, you get along. You have a really nice time, And then you go like, you know what? We should all make a podcast. So you're like, hey, we should make a podcast. I don't know, man. It might really sound out and be really good. I don't know. It's just my thought.
That's why I did preface it with the word may, right? Not all fathers choose to be.
I love that you like went through the entire sequence of events. Just like
that. I'm trying to figure out who the jiggly dancing dude is. Who is that supposed to be?
That was Derek.
I knew exactly who he was talking to. It was good. Wait, who do you know that went to ISU? That's what lost me. Okay. Well.
I thought Josh was pointing at his nose, so I pointed at mine too.
I did not go attend ISU.
I know I mixed it up as soon as I said, I was like, Kobe did not go to ISU.
Oh, no. I thought he was saying like nose goes. So I was like, oh, let me put my finger in my nose. I'm not trying to go nowhere.
You went to NIU, right?
Correctamundo.
Yeah. I was like, damn, I fucked it up. I just said, I was like, I can't stop it. You got to keep going. You just got to keep going.
I commend it. Look, you mess up, just don't let the audience know.
That reminds me of that one, it's on Instagram, and that dude's like, he's a pianist, he's just playing, and he flips it over, and it's like, oh, this, I forget whatever song he actually played, it was like the right song, but nobody knew he messed up until he flipped it over. That's what Jesse just did. Nobody knew he messed up until he got called out.
You said pianist, and I was very afraid of where you were going to go next.
Exactly. I get really scared when people say that word, too. I'd be like, I don't know where we're going with this.
Well, Jesse, you said the whole, like, or you could about... You said the whole, like, or you could with the whole, like, you know, getting someone pregnant. And I didn't know where that joke was going to go. I was very afraid of, like, you making a, D-Will, you're going to have to redact this. Like, nah, you got
redacted.
Like,
oh, no, I can't.
Yeah.
That's pushing babies, not pushing pee.
That is pushing pee because it is a pregnancy.
Oh wow, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Josh just finally came around to the same, bro. He finally came around.
That's awesome. Great job, sir. Great job.
I don't feel good about that.
You shouldn't, but that's actually what Derek's doing because he's blowing pushing P apparently. He's pushing his P actually. Apparently, that's actually what's going on.
His P.
Sheesh.
Hey, Derek said, I will sell everything but my body. And I'm not sold that I won't sell my body.
I'll sell everything but my body, and tonight it's still young. I'm going to come back and make that my quote, bro. That shit is lit.
You should. I like.
I'll sell everything but my body, and tonight is still young. So we
you have to tweet that at like 8 a.m. on Valentine's Day. Like.
8 a.m. Pacific time.
Okay. Sure, man. Whatever the clientele gets you. That's fine. Kobe, we've asked this question to Peyton. I'm going to continue to ask this question to everybody that comes on the podcast. What is more important in a grilled cheese sandwich, the bread or the cheese?
I've actually never thought about that before. If you ask me right now, what's more important, the bread or the cheese? I would probably say the cheese.
Let me make my case for the bread. Let me make this case.
Go ahead.
There's a bunch of different types of cheeses.
Yeah.
You can have regular cheddar, mozzarella, Swiss, Gouda, whatever. Sort of interchangeable. High quality bread versus low quality bread. There's a huge difference. Wonder bread versus a brioche or like a sourdough. Or whatever, very different than like those two are wildly different. So if you get a high quality bread and just like good cheese, that's gonna be way better than like, oh, really good cheese, but it's on fucking like multi-grain, like regular ass bread.
Wow, multi-grain just took some big slander right there. No, yeah. I don't feel strongly one way or another. This actually does remind me. I just had a grilled cheese from Starbucks on sourdough bread and it was delicious. Honestly, I couldn't tell what made it taste so good was whether it's the bread or the cheese because, you know, Starbucks, they're going to have something better. My case for cheese is that if you have bad cheese, like that could go.
That's
like
what I was saying.
It could go worse in way than not just taste. Let me just put it like that. If you have like, I'm talking about like some low quality cheese, it may not just taste bad. It may mess you up like for real. So that's where my mind went. I'm thinking about digesting, taste, all of that. I guess you've had bad bread, it's like, or low quality bread, it's like.
And I feel like with bread, you can still have, it may not be the greatest experience eating a grilled cheese, but you can still have a good / decent experience with like, okay, bread. Whereas if the cheese not hitting, it's like, what am I doing? Like, you know?
Cheese has like bread. So like, it's like higher ceiling versus higher floor to me. I think cheese probably has like a slightly higher ceiling in this regard, and bread has like the higher floor.
Well, then, like my also thing is like I don't know. I guess it's kind of sort of like a compounding issue because like if you have low quality cheese, you're also not gonna have high quality bread. That doesn't make any sense. Like, you know what I mean?
No, that's true. I mean, I never. I don't think I've ever
like who's getting fucking like Kraft singles and putting them on brioche. Like that doesn't mean like spend the extra money to get like good ass cheese, my boy. Like,
well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I've never had a grilled cheese that you could tell. Like, I've never, like you're saying, I've never been in that situation. Like, if I had like a high quality grilled cheese, it's high quality for the bread and the cheese. Better yet, someone who's listening to this pod, do what we're, I'm not going to do it. That's for sure.
I will pay you $7.
I'll pay you the groceries to get.
See, you get groceries and $7.
Well, I didn't say all that. I just said I'd give
you. I'm putting in the $7. You get the groceries.
All right, there you go. I will pay you to buy both like the cheapest bread you can find and like the cheapest cheese you can find in a Walmart. Then go to Whole Foods and buy like the most lovely bread.
Not even Whole Foods. You got to go to like a Mariano's type, like a Kroger type. Well, okay, Jeff.
I knew he was doing something. He had his camera off for way too long. I was like, you doing something.
Hey, Josh, before we get to Jesse, we don't know where the listeners are. They could be international. We don't know what they have available. So they may not have Mariano's. Go to a really nice grocery store, in other words, and get like some high quality bread and cheese and let us know, you know, mix it in too, like mix in the good bread with the bad cheese and mix in the bad bread with the good cheese. Mix it in. Let us know. Let's give feedback. Jesse.
You need four samples here. And Jesse, you popped up like we wanted to go and just fucking notice. Like,
this is bad for podcasts because, oh, I guess it's better for YouTube because people can, you know. See, I hope people see like the difference that Jesse did. Can't even see his eyes right now because his hat's so low.
This nigga's comedic, not covered. Like,
comedic
his face effect. Starts at his nose.
Comedic effect. Comedic
this
effect.
This nigga's a Marvel superhero on the run, bro. What the fuck? Like,
oh. This is how Captain America is looking. In
this is legitimately how Captain America looks. Fucking. Captain Marvel, like anytime they're like Iron Man, anytime they're on the run, they're like, yeah, just gonna pull this hat down real low, get on this hoodie. Like, what secrets are you hiding from the government, my nigga? Like, what the fuck? Is your name even Jesse Pink? I feel like it's not.
Oh, it definitely is. Definitely is.
I don't believe that. No.
Okay. All right. My name is Derek Smart.
Jesse would be the type of friend that, like, if he gets pulled over, he would somehow, like, use my name, even though it makes
he
no
would
sense
have your ID already like, in his wallet.
He would have all my info on deck. He'd be like, sorry about this, officer. I was going too fast. It's like, bro, what? And I get a phone call, like, you are due in court for.
you missed your court date, and you're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
For a speeding ticket. I wasn't even outside that day. Like,
in Kentucky? Like, what?
Derek Small, this is your fifth DUI. She's like, hold on. Driving through the mountains in Nebraska. What the
heck? I've never been to fucking Nebraska. Like, what the hell?
And I go to Nebraska. I didn't go to Nebraska.
Somehow it's like Jesse in pictures, but like that he's in your clothes. And you're like, what the fuck? Like, he's got the Duke zip, half quarter zip. You know what?
Like, oh, he went all out. He's really trying to steal mine.
I got the Tom and Jerry fit on too. So, like, you know it's me. You know it's me.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I was like, how can I make this funny? Bad editing. For the podcast, yeah.
You funny as hell,
bro. Oh, oh my god. My answer still stands from before, bro. Like, I think the cheese does matter. That's why I agree.
I don't care about this. You said the bread when we first talked about this, Jesse. Don't flip flop.
Flip flop. I am.
No, I mean, you really gotta just, I think. You have to really just try. You got to experiment. That's what I'm saying. Ask somebody. Someone in the pod. One of the
There's like five different jokes swimming in my head right now. I'm not going to do this.
Oh, no. Nate, say one of them.
Jesse's versatile. That's all I was saying. Just talk more about
that. I know what you meant, bro. I know what you were saying.
All right. We're here.
Shout out to all my tops. the bombs are the real tops. Why look like Kanye West right now when he was like doing this? Like Pablo, nigga.
Oh, Jesse, you need to relax, brother. Relax.
I'm not gonna lie. I've never in my 25 years of living heard anybody say shout out to all the tops.
The bombs are the real tops. I'm trying to tell y'all, bro. Open your third eye.
I don't want to open that third eye, Jesse.
It's not even an eye. Let's just keep it a buck.
Oh. You're gonna have that same reaction. You're like, oh Jesus. Good Lord. I have commentary, but I'm afraid to say it now. It's gonna get flipped upside down like Jesse.
Flip a flop. Flip flop. Oh, I'm getting cooked right now. Getting cooked. That shit hit hard. That shit hit hard than somebody getting herpes.
Yes. Yes. I loved it. Self-deprecation at its finest.
I think still on my all-time favorite joke that's ever been said on this podcast was when we were doing the Christmas episode, and Jesse was like, yeah, my favorite song is What Do the Lonely Do at Christmas? It's what I sang every year my dad didn't come home. And he's like, anyways, Kobe, and Kobe's just like, what the why are you passing this off to me right now, dog? Like, are we just not going to ever talk about this? Like,
I don't think I've ever been madder at Jesse now. I was in that moment. It's like, hey, man, like, we can sit, we can let that simmer, we can go to break. You ain't gotta like toss it directly to me. Oh, here's my trauma. There you go.
You know, some could even say that that experience left Jesse burned.
Ooh. Nah, it definitely was the herpes. Wasn't the father trauma. Definitely was not. Okay. Let's just make that very clear. Okay.
He said it was more the STD.
Yeah, let's make that clear. Let's make that clear. Sex positive over here, okay?
I don't want to say it.
Hey, yo, you might want to edit this out, D-Will, depending on what Josh is going to say.
Go ahead and say it, bro. I got to go in a minute, bro.
I was going to say, maybe you should have been sex negative. I don't know.
Yes!
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 Boom! Oh, fuck.
What? Yeah.
Bro, we on fire right now.
Jesse, what you should have done, just wrap it up.
The sad part is I did. Welcome. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the season finale of the It's Just Jokes podcast. It's been your boy, Jesse Pink, accompanied by my buddies in real life, Joshua Chapman, Derek Smalls, and never forget the homie, Kobe Price. Make sure you follow us on social media, Instagram, @jokes_podcast. Make sure you like, share, subscribe. All content on our YouTube page. Shout out to J-Boy and King.
Oh, that he froze. I'm at a camera froze. I was like,
for the beautiful outro. We love y'all. When are we going to come back for season 4? We don't know. Tune in to find out. We love y'all. I have herpes. Bye.